Good morning and welcome to Embracing Vulnerability. I'm your host, Annalie. Today, I'm still dealing with my allergies, so my voice is gonna sound raspy. My nose might be a little bit stuffy. I might have to cough here and there. Thank you for your patience. My throat is itchy and my nose is itchy from spring doing its thing. Do your thing, Mother Nature. I was telling you to come through and you are coming through, so. Can't be mad at ya. Today, I would like to start off with something new because the card for 101 promises from God to woman, I ran out. I don't have any more. I need to go to Barnes & Noble to see what else I can find. But for now, I'm going to go ahead and share some anime quotes that I think are cute. I think the anime has been inspiring to me for many years, and I know it inspires a lot of other people around the world. So, the first anime quote I would like to share is from Monkey D. Luffy from One Piece. I know, I used to hate a lot on One Piece, but I changed my mind recently. I became a fan, and I'm on episode 800. No spoilers, although I shouldn't be saying that because One Piece has been around for many, many years, so technically, you can't really spoil it. It's 1,000-and-some-change episodes. It's my fault that I'm only in episode 800. On the manga, I haven't been watching the anime, but I've been reading the manga. So, the quote from Mr. Monkey D. Luffy from One Piece, the anime. The anime is called One Piece, and the character is called Monkey D. Luffy. He says, "If you don't take risk, you can't create a future." If you don't take risk, you can't create a future. I love that. I love that. Thank you so much, Mr. Luffy, for that insightful affirmation that I wanted to share today with everyone listening. Again, I hope everyone is doing well. And thank you so much for tuning in. If you've been with me since September, or if this is your first episode, welcome. Welcome. Warm hugs and warm greetings for you. I hope you're having a lovely morning and a lovely rest of your day. Today, I want to share something that is making my stomach hurt right now. I'm having some body reactions because I'm very afraid to share this. It's taking a lot of me to share this experience, feeling like my fingers are clutching. They're getting tight. I don't know how to describe it, but I can already feel my hands fidgeting. So, I hit someone with my car. I am picking the most dramatic color because I am trying to decipher how I feel. When I was typing this script, that's why I wrote, I'm picking the most dramatic color. And it's not even dramatic. It's more like a bright pink. I know there's several types of pinks. Don't ask me which kind of pink it is. I wouldn't be able to tell you, but it's a bright pink that I wrote this with. The name of the person I'm not going to share because obviously I don't have consent to talk about. Well, not to talk. I just don't want to be giving out people's names without consent anymore. So I can extract that from the script. It was my fault. I was going to Mi Casa Grande. It's a restaurant to get food. On April 13, 2024, at around 10:20 a.m. I know it was around that time because Mi Casa Grande restaurant located at, let me extract that address as well, was not opened until 10 a.m. That restaurant, Mi Casa Grande, does not open until 10 a.m. He was waiting at the red light, the person that I hit. And I usually avoid the left lane because at the beginning of September, the very first month of my driving license, I drove so much to the left that I was facing oncoming traffic. I told my husband and he told me always stay on the right lane, all the way right. So after that, I started doing that. On that day, on April 13th, I decided not to wait behind that person and go on the left lane. I hit him. His whole mirror came off and the side of my car is all scraped up. My immediate instinct was to fly. You know, the whole fight or flight, my immediate instinct, I was thinking, drive away, speed up. But I did not. I put my hazard lights on and exchanged information. He was on the phone with someone who told him to file a claim online. It seemed as though he was in a rush. I was not rushing because I wanted to make sure he knew I was not going to flee. He gave me his insurance information and he took a picture of my license. I'm sure he took a picture of my license plate and I saw him take pictures of his car. He said on the phone, "Someone crashed into me. I was just sitting here." To make matters worse, it's pouring rain. My immediate emotion was staying calm. The man did not give off malice energy or a hostile energy. He was very sweet and he said, "Don't worry about it. I'm glad no one was hurt." This ordeal took about 20 minutes and he drove off. I called my husband several times. He was not answering, so I did not know what to do. I wanted to know if I should move my car or not. Since he did not answer, I drove home. Thankfully, I was close enough to the house, about 4 minutes away. I drove to a location called MASH. It's really close to my house. It's before I get to my house, you reach that location because it has a big parking lot. So I needed to stop. And I got out of the car and I fixed the mirror and I let my tears fall and held myself before I got ready for what would happen at home. Anytime anything happens that involves my husband, I'm more afraid of his anger and scolding than anything else the universe will throw at me. I sat at the parking lot thinking, what was I going to say to him? We are going to argue, the insurance is going to go up, the kids will see this explosion, what do I do? Am I ever going to be able to drive again? Of course, the negative thoughts popped into my head immediately. Immediately, the thoughts were telling me, why did you even start driving? You couldn't drive, and you shouldn't drive ever again. It's dangerous. As I'm typing this, when I was writing that script, my fingers were hurting, and my fingers felt tense. I am good. I am not good at measuring space yet. The lesson in this is to get good. Again, the lesson that I took from this experience is to get good at driving. As I drove off the parking lot, I made sure to drive 20 miles per hour. I turned on my signal whenever I had to turn left and right, and I stopped at the stop sign by the corner of my house. When I was near the parking lot, my mind tried to tell me again, you can't park, you're going to hit somebody. And I didn't listen to those thoughts. I took my time and parked beautifully. Again, like I said before, I live in an area that's not congested, so I can take my time parking. I'm on day 95 of my 16-8 fast. I'm still doing a good job. I did not stay in the car contemplating any scenarios. I came upstairs thinking, if my man yells at me, it's fine, I can take it, I will not yell back. This is the time when you apply everything you have learned about mental health. I thought perhaps insurance already called this man, even though this happened 5 minutes ago. I am not sure how it works. I told myself, I'm gonna walk in and not say anything. Of course, he asked me where the food at. I answered, give me a minute. I went into my room, closed the door, went into the bathroom, and locked the door. I usually don't lock the door to the bathroom, so if anyone needs anything, they can just come in. But I needed a few minutes to work through my emotions. I cried, and I held my hands, then I wiped my tears, got out of the bathroom, and laid in the bed. Cried some more. I hear the fear, the anger, the sadness. I hear the voices telling me, your man's been driving for over 20 years. He's never had an accident. Why can't you be perfect? God, I'm tired of trying to live up to my man's standards. I didn't even want to learn how to drive in the first place. He was the one that pushed me. Then I paused and I said, okay, I heard all of this. Now hear me. It is not Nafa's fault. It is not the man who I hit with my car's fault. It is my fault and that is okay. Do not point fingers. Let's take accountability. That's me talking to myself. My husband went out to look at the car. He asked me if I had grazed the guy's car because there were scrapes all over the right side of my car. I said I took off the guy's mirror and stopped. He asked me, did I look at his car? I said no. He said, aye, aye, aye. I said, I didn't know what to do. I called you and you didn't answer. He said, you were supposed to take pictures of his car because the guy can claim you did more damage than you actually did. He was so calm. I'm very grateful that my man was calm. So because he was calm, I was calm. I'm so happy that he was calm. I'm glad that I made up a scenario in my mind bigger than it was. I'm thankful for this experience and I will share it on here because I just want you guys to know that it's okay and that we all go through things. I asked where the car insurance information was. My husband didn't tell me because I think some people keep it in their glove box, but I didn't have it in my glove box in the car. I think he has it in his car. I'm not sure where is that, but I asked him and he didn't answer me. He likes to be needed. He likes me to need him. So I guess he didn't. I don't know why he didn't tell me, or maybe he didn't hear me, or maybe he ignored me, but I did ask him where the car insurance information was. He does not teach me about car stuff, and that's okay. I think it's because that's his way of feeling needed and handling it as the provider of the home. Thank you, baby. I love you so much. Pros of the experience I had. I'm alive. Chris is alive. God is with us. I learned to take pictures after a car accident. I will do better at measuring space. I will always stay all the way right. I stayed calm throughout the whole ordeal. I will assume responsibility for the damages. I held my emotions where they wanted to be held. I completed 95 days of my 16-8 fast. I'm very thankful for everyone listening. Thank you so much for your patience with me. I am learning so much every single day about everything that I need to learn. Any experience that I have to go through, I'm going to go through. I don't have control over many things in life. And I am learning to not be hard on myself because a lot of us want to be in control. I'm one of them. I want to control a lot of things, but the reality is there's many things we can't control. Now, due to my allergies and because I'm trying really hard not to cough. I know it's a normal body function. I don't want to keep having to pause the episode due to my allergies and having a stuffy nose is challenging for me to breathe through my nose and also talk. And also because this experience was very overwhelming. This happened a little, not that long ago. The experience was very overwhelming, but I'm proud to update you guys that the very next day of that accident, I went out. I went to my Casa Grande at 10 in the morning. I drove exactly in the street where I had my car accident. And this thing cut off because my alarm went on. Great. So let me start over. The next day, and I think I said this already, but I'm going to repeat it since the recording got cut off. The next day, I went to mi casa. After my incident, the next day, I went to mi casa grande and I got the food. I didn't want to go out. My whole body was telling me not to go. My brain was like, you can't get in the car. You shouldn't get in the car. Don't get in the car. I don't want you to get in the car. My body was really trying to prevent me from driving again. But I pushed myself and I said no. I didn't pay $400 for 8 driving classes in the Bronx to get my driver's license. Then come to where I live at, which is not in the Bronx. I live in an area that's not too congested and it's not crowded. I didn't get my driver's license. Been driving for, at that time, well, let me see, September, October, November, December, January, February, March, April, 8 months. 8 months. I didn't get my driver's license 8 months ago so that I can let the car sit there and rot. You got your driver's license so you can get more independence, so you can have more freedom, and so that you can help your husband with errands. Because for the past almost 3 years, he was the only one driving us everywhere to events, to anything, to any errands, grocery shopping, everything. It was all him. And he had been telling me that I needed to help him with the errands. And I think it's fair. Now I love it. I really love going out there, taking my time in the morning when the kids are in school to do all the errands. That way, when the kids are home, I don't have to go out and do anything unless I want to. But I haven't gone out in the afternoon for a while. Not to do errands, at least. I go out in the afternoon to get a walk, get some sun, or take my son to the park. I'm very proud of myself for taking the steps to continue to drive despite my body telling me not to go out. I went to mi casa grande, I got food, and I drove right back home. And I drove in the exact street that I had my incident. I didn't want to. My body was telling me, do the unnecessary, which is taking the long run, the long way, just so you avoid the street. I said, no. I'm not avoiding this street. This street did nothing to me. I caused that accident. And I'm going to be a big girl. a little girl, a round girl, a tall girl, whatever kind of girl I need to be to get myself through this. I'm proud of myself. I'm very proud of myself. I'm sorry to that man that I did that, but that man was not mad at me and he stayed calm, and I'm glad he wasn't like those other men that are typically hostile and make a lot of women pick a bear in the woods and not a man. I, even though I got a whole husband, even though I have certain men in my life that are great men, the men outside of my circle have not been kind to me in the past. So I also am with the majority of women that I would pick a bear in the woods versus a strange male. And I'm not sorry about it. If how vulnerable I have been today with you has helped in any way, please download the episode and follow me. I put out new episodes every Wednesdays and Friday. I also do live sessions Monday and Tuesday in Spanish. My podcast is available now on Spotify, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, Player FM, Listen Notes, Samsung Podcast, Podchaser, Boomplay, Deezer, and Podcast Addict. I am growing through every experience. Hope you are too.